Good evening, everyone. Or should I say good morning? Almost. It's our midnight mass as we celebrate the 10 o'clock liturgy. But I certainly want to welcome all of you. And what a blessing it is to have this liturgy in light of where we were a year ago by way of snowstorm, 30 degrees colder, and the fact that we weren't vaccinated. We're grateful that you're here, and it doesn't matter if we have 30 or 300 people gathered. The fact is we gather at this Mass at night, grateful for all the grace and the blessing. I also want to take this opportunity, if you kind of turn around, he kind of snuck behind us here, but we are very glad, we're very honored to welcome our new parochial vicar, Father Phil Bernier, who is going to be your presider. Please join me in welcoming him. Father Phil, Brother Phil, has crossed the Cuyahoga. He serves as administrator of St. Peter's Parish in downtown. He is also involved with the Newman Campus ministry there. And he also serves at St. Paul's Shrine, along with his brother Capuchins. Brother Phil, we're grateful that you are here. We look forward to your presence as we begin 2022, and you'll see more of him. But for those of you who are visiting us perhaps for the first time, or you've been away for a while, we're very grateful that you are with us tonight, and we welcome you. You know, just about 48 hours ago, there was a statue that was installed right outside the front doors of the church. How many of you saw the homeless Jesus? If you have not, I invite you to go out those doors and see a permanent exhibit of the homeless Jesus. This is based, of course, on the Gospel of Matthew 25. When you visited me, when you fed me, when you clothed me, when you gave me drink, all of these pointing to the corporal works of mercy. And thanks to the Community West Foundation at St. Malachy's, we are blessed to be a permanent house for the homeless Jesus. I encourage you to go see it. It is going to be a part of our parish family for quite some time. But most importantly, as we celebrate this Christmas liturgy, we're mindful of the many folks who continue to support the mission of our parish family. Feeding the poor, helping the homeless, providing basic essentials for daily life. So in the name of our staff, our parish, our many, many volunteers, thank you for joining us tonight, and on behalf of them all, I wish you a very blessed Christmas. God bless you. Merry Christmas. Thank you.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. Upon those who dwelt in the land of gloom, a light has shone. You have brought them abundant joy and great rejoicing, as they rejoice before you as at the harvest, as people make merry when dividing spoils. For the yoke that burdened them, the pole on their shoulders, the rod of their taskmasters, you have smashed as on the day of Midian. For every boot that tramped in battle, every cloak rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for flames. For a child is born to us, a son is given us, upon his shoulder dominion rests. They name him Wonder Counselor, God Hero, Father Forever, Prince of Peace. His domain is vast and forever peaceful. From David's throne and over his kingdom, which he confirms and sustains by judgment and justice, both now and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Beloved, The grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age, as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that the whole world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was the governor of Syria. So all went to be enrolled, each to his own town. And Joseph too went up from Galilee. From the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David that is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the family of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. While they were there, the time came for her to have her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping watch over their flocks by night. The angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were struck with great fear. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. For behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all of the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ and Lord. And this will be the sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was a multitude of the heavenly hosts of the angel praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." The Gospel of the Lord.
Underneath all of these wrappings are not the brown of black of a diocesan priest, but the brown of a Franciscan friar. You can always tell with this cord that we have, a medieval belt made of rope with three vows, three knots, three vows, our vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. This feast is of great importance and love of the Franciscan family, because it was really endeared and enduring the heart of St. Francis himself. This is a feast and a celebration of God's poverty, of God's humility. God had no reason to leave heaven. There was no reason to leave the glory of eternity. Yet, when the right time, in the fullness of time, as the scriptures tell us, God leapt from heaven and entered into time. Not only entered into time, he took on the poverty of human flesh, the humility of the Creator taking the flesh of the creature, so that one day each one of us might share the glory of the eternity of God, this sacred exchange that St. Francis reveled in. The humility of a God who would enter into our life, take our nature, so that each one of us, a sinner, would be able to enter the glory of eternity. And we said in the opening blessing that it was Francis who was attributed with establishing the practice of the creb. It happened in 1223 in a small town in Tuscany called Greccio. Francis was there, the deacon, to celebrate Christmas Mass, but they didn't know where they were going to do it, so a townsman took a torch, and they decided wherever and far as he could throw it would be the place where they would celebrate Mass. Interesting way of picking your altar spot. Nonetheless, it wound up on the side of a mountain. Francis loved mountains. He absolutely loved mountains and caves. So there it was on the cave of the side of a mountain, halfway up a mountain. Then the townspeople brought their animals along. They brought them with them and established him, and they set up an altar in this cave, and Francis sang the gospel that we heard proclaimed tonight, the gospel from Luke. And as he sang, the little spread that they had put up for the manger took on a marvelous glow. And in the medieval hagiography that is so marvelously told, that Francis bent into the manger and wound up embracing the Christ child. Was not a little doll made of something, plaster, I don't know, made of something, but it was the very Christ child himself. And that his love for the poverty of Christ was really brought to birth, literally, in the celebration of his incarnation. In the crucifixion, where Jesus, the Son of God, God himself, would stand and be nailed naked before the world in complete and utter shame. And in the Eucharist that we will celebrate tonight, where the Creator of the universe comes to us in a very, very simple piece of bread. The humility and the poverty of God. Now, I'm going to talk a little heresy here. That always tweaks a little ears every once in a while, that Catholic word heresy. This can be very heretical. This is a Franciscan heresy. The crib can be very heretical, because what it can do is it makes it a historical tableau of something that happened in a back corner of the world 2,000 years ago in a town that basically was a speck of dust, could barely be found on a map. And we can look at this and say, oh, wasn't that nice in a little town of Bethlehem so many thousands of years ago? And if we say that, we misuse this symbol. We terribly misuse this symbol, because it's all about Christ being born in us today. Perhaps this can remind us of that event, but if we keep it in history, we lose its power. Christ is being born at this very moment in this very church at Detroit and West 25th Street. He's being born in hearts that braved cold and threats of rain and COVID to come to celebrate his birth. We are, in our own, in each every way, we are all the Blessed Mother. Because each one of us is called to bring Christ to birth every day. By what we say, what we do, how we live, how we embrace a fallen world, a world still fallen. We are called to bring Christ to birth because, just like Mary, the Holy Spirit has overshadowed each and every one of us in our baptism. This Holy Spirit that filled her womb with life, filled our hearts and sealed our hearts in confirmation. Each one of us is called to give birth to our Lord and Savior, and not only called, commanded. And each one of us has that opportunity every day. This isn't happening 2,000 years ago. It didn't happen in a Greccio cave in 1223 or in St. Malachy Church in 1221. It happens every day for those who are faithful, to those who believe, and for whom the Christ child is not a figure made of human substance, but as a God that lives within our hearts. So today we rejoice in the gift of life and in a promise made to us and a call, a promise that those who are faithful will share in the glory of eternity. For just as God became one of us, we one day will share in the glory of God. But our obligation is to give birth, to bring Christ, to be Christ, to be his words, his hands, his eyes, his voice, and most importantly, his heart. Bring him to birth in poor and humble and simple ways. And if we can do that every day of our lives, we will be with God in glory. So blessed Christmas. Merry Christmas. Let these words not be empty, but the way in which we call to live our life. Be a blessing and hope and joy in the world to one day rest forever in the peace of Christ. Now, Father Gernick was very happy to say that I had my passport stamped crossing the Main Avenue Bridge from east to west. But in my life, it's the other way around. I grew up in Lakewood. I went to St. Luke's Elementary School and St. Ed's. Congratulations, St. Edward. And it's a great pleasure for me to be here, because I remember growing up in the 70s and the 80s when St. Malachy's was just this flourishing place and hub of social outreach and care for the poor. I, for many years, have thought that this is a perfect place for the Capuchin friars to be. And I've pulled a few strings and pulled a few cords, and God answered and released me from other ministries so that we could begin a service of ministry here at St. Malachy. I'm very excited about it. Our province is excited about it. And we pray that the Spirit will continue to do God's work and release a burst of energy and enthusiasm and renewal here at St. Malachy to strengthen the ministries that exist, to find new ways to serve in a world, in a neighborhood that I can't believe has changed so much. I was in California for 4 years before I came back. And in 025th Street, when I grew up, and what it looks like now, is a different world. And we need to embrace that world without leaving behind the people who look to this church for need and care and support. So it is my great pleasure to be here and to serve you in this community and to serve the people who come to serve, that you serve here so faithfully. We only pray that God will continue to bless this ministry and this church in abundance. Merry Christmas.